It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, David Pollack.
Today we're going to have all kinds of questions to your favorite questions that you've sent in. I want to answer them for you. Valentine's is around the corner, and so I'm going to ask Maria to join me today. Maria is my right hand, and she's actually brought with her some of the questions we've been sent. So do me a favor, look through, pick some of your favorites, and let's start it off.
All right, I have here one that says, I only recently started dating my boyfriend, and it's Valentine's. I don't want to go overboard with expensive gifts. What do you suggest?
Definitely expensive gifts. No, I'm kidding.
The one time a year for men to get expensive gifts too, huh?
truly, it's very simple. First of all, a shaving kit. And while that sounds so easy, or some women may say, come on, a shaving kit, what guy's going to appreciate it? But most guys, we kind of overlook skincare. Mm-hmm. Now, being in the business, I'm a different example of that. Right. But go to a department store. And instead of buying their favorite cologne, actually look for some of the shave creams. Mm-hmm. You'll find they're not your typical aerosol. Those aerosols are actually soap that can actually irritate the skin. So these creams will actually moisturize the skin. And often you're going to find they also then have an aftershave and maybe even an eye cream. Now, I got to tell you, it makes the perfect gift because, one, it's not too expensive.
Right.
Number two, it says luxury because you're not buying a can of cheap foam shave cream.
Right.
Okay. And the other thing, it lets them know you care because it's shown them something. It may get them into skincare because a lot of guys haven't been really introduced to it yet. It's a growing market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or at all. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so you're introducing something here. And let me give you this. Every day when he shaves, who's he going to think of?
You.
He's going to have a nicer, smoother shave. And every day he's going to thank you for it. And it realizes what a difference you've made in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll give you another one. If you didn't want to go into a shave kit or said, you know, I don't want to spend that much, you could actually even go a different route. How about making a donation in his name to a charity that you both support?
Now, that's a great idea.
I
love that idea, actually.
Well, okay, and everybody has different charities. A couple of my favorite are St. Jude's and Stand Up to Cancer, and you know how I feel about those things. And
definitely.
We talk about ingredients and how to avoid them and trying to prevent cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's meaningful, okay? It's helpful because you're helping the charity. It says something to him what the type of person you are.
Right.
Okay, but it also doesn't tempt him with candy.
Because mm-hmm. that sugary sweet spot.
Sugary sweet spot. You don't want him gaining a bunch of weight. You just started dating. So, okay. So there's a couple tips of things you can do that a guy's going to appreciate that really doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It doesn't say it's a commitment yet, but lets him know you're thinking of him.
Right.
Okay. What next?
Okay. The next question is, my husband is on a diet and trying to lose weight. I want to be supportive, but also want to show him I care. What do you suggest I could give him for Valentine's?
I go back to expensive gifts.
No. I have a feeling you want an expensive gift this year.
No, I'm being funny. I gotta tell you, first of all of us are on diets, or everybody, men and women, are always concerned about our weight.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking today all about a healthy heart. So giving big boxes of candy or all these sweets is probably the wrong path.
Right.
I'd rather come down a little bit different path. Let's talk about first, how about planning a romantic dinner?
That's the best, with a little candlelight, little romantic music.
Okay, but you're hitting on it. Now, let me mm-hmm. suggest this. Do you want to do it at home? Okay, because if you do a romantic dinner at home, mm-hmm. you don't have to go cook. Well,
right.
It'd be great if you can cook, because if you cook the dinner, you're going to control the portions. You're going to control what goes in it and make sure it's healthy.
Right.
Or go find a little restaurant that can make a healthy meal that you could bring home. Okay, so you don't have to worry about it. But what you really want to do is have quality time together.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, save money. Everybody's mm-hmm. on a budget these days. And you want to be able to control what's being eaten, where when we go to restaurants, we all want to celebrate and overindulge.
Exactly.
Okay. So let me go further. Let's say, you know what, David? We want to go out. It's the one of the rare times I can get my husband to take me out. I know.
Life's so busy.
Life's busy. Okay, how about us guys are just lazy? Okay, but how about this? If you want to go out, maybe go out and suggest healthy options on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Read some of the nutritional information on the menus. Menus today have healthy heart choices.
Exactly.
So look for them and say, honey, why don't we suggest picking from that? So you're celebrating Heart Day, Valentine's Day. You're celebrating really a healthier person because you want to take care of the person or both of you to build this long-term life together. I got to tell you, I was just up in New York, and the funny side is, as we all know, I've been dieting and watching what I eat, but every menu, it's required now by law there, And at first I thought, wow, I don't know if this is a good thing or bad thing, because all of a sudden I didn't want to eat. They have the calories for everything. Mm-hmm. So French fries, a bagel, a cheeseburger, I mean, all the way down, you know, a fish sandwich, whatever you're going to order. And I don't mean just McDonald's. I mean every restaurant everywhere. So all of a sudden I had to make choices based on that. And so half the time I'd go in thinking I'm eating healthy. I'd realize I'm not, mm-hmm. which is the purpose of the law they enacted. Okay, I actually would love to see that more and more in different parts of the country, because if we knew what we're eating half the time, we would change it. So
exactly.
Look at the nutritional information they give you.
Read the calories, read how many sugars, carbs, everything, proteins, just go into detail.
Oh, you're good.
And sharing is caring.
I like that. Actually, on that, okay. What's another thing you can do then when you go out if you get a big meal?
The best thing to do is to split the meal. Grab a nice portion, a nice size plate, and just split it with your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend. It's a great way to lose weight. And it's also great for the check
okay.
at the end of the night.
I got to tell you, what a great wife, because I got to tell you, I'm sitting here thinking you would split the dessert, but you went right into splitting the entree.
No,
I need someone to split my entrees with me, because when it comes, the food is so good, you can't get me to stop.
Right.
And same with the dessert. So I was going to stay split the dessert, but you went right into it.
Yeah, you could split everything. Split the entree, split the dessert, and it'll save room for, you know, a nice walk later. You won't get that heavy feeling later on in the night.
Oh, that's awesome. Many, many levels. I love it. Okay, but let's talk about now. We the original question is what to do for the gift, and I'm coming out mm-hmm. with what to do for romantic dinner. But let's talk about the gift itself. Here's some of my suggestions is, how about something handmade? Maybe it's a picture of both of you from a memorable date. Maybe
a mixtape?
A mixtape?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
You can make a mixtape of your romantic songs together, your first song together.
And it's a mix what?
A mixtape.
Ah, showed your age. I didn't know what that was. I would have said
MP3. A mix MP3, okay, a mix shuffle.
I don't even know the right words to throw it in there. Mine are 8 tracks. So a handmade, a framed picture of the two of you, or a handmade 8-track in my case. What about instead of some of the big things of chocolate, maybe a big basket of fruit?
Fruits are
or,
great.
Or almonds and walnuts, a big healthy mix of stuff. Okay, I got one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I use some of the social Groupon type things all the time, but they all the time send events.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so imagine booking as a gift for us down here in Florida, jet skiing, or maybe it's kayaking, or maybe it's, you know, some other activity that's going to, again, like walking, give you quality time out together,
mm-hmm.
a chance to visit, but an activity. Notice if we start kayaking or doing some of these things,
right.
you're actually exercising.
Exactly, and you're spending time.
Okay, I'm going to give you a tough one. You want to give a gift from the heart?
Alrighty, what you got?
Yeah, look at that. You're hesitant. You're hesitant. Okay, here's a good one. If you have a bad habit, now, of course, we're not talking about you, but somebody that might have a bad habit, the rest of the world, we all have a bad habit. What if you offered to give that bad habit up?
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe it's smoking. Maybe it's eating too much chocolate. Maybe it's biting your nails.
Right.
Maybe it's all the time trying to be on the radio and
or nagging.
Are you looking at me again?
No.
Okay. So, and then after the dinner, you've now given a nice gift. You've had a nice dinner. And what about going for a nice romantic walk? Again, mm-hmm. it's just time together. I'm going to give you a tip. We've talked about husbands, boyfriends here. What about for you ladies? Often us guys, it's a fallback, a teddy bear or a box of chocolates.
A quick fix.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Okay. Or a thing of flowers, whatever.
Right.
Okay. But if we give a box of chocolates, put them in the fridge, maybe even throw them in the freezer. But now it's going to make it tougher for you to eat, so you eat it in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something great for the both of you,
right.
just to help cut back. So these are just some of the things we can do to help have a healthier heart, a fun Valentine's, which is what we're talking about because it is Heart Month,
mm-hmm.
and just different things you can do for your significant other, whether boyfriend, husband, etc. So there's a lot of fun things we can do. So other than that, you know, take a little bit of time to yourself, relax a little bit, and then enjoy some of these tips and Valentine's together.
Awesome.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's.
I want to thank you, everybody, for listening. This is David Pollack with Beauty Inside Out.